News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
According to Tanya Sweeney, writing in the Irish Independent, the cost of communions is soaring like a homesick angel. Expectations of up to $5,000 being spent on communion. She's with us this morning. Tanya, I take it you're as shocked as I am, Tanya, from the silence. Are you there? $5,000, Tanya. This is nuts. Discuss.
It is indeed nuts. I mean, when I read this in the Sunday Times last weekend, I just started to grouse immediately. No three words age you quicker than in my day. But of course, I started on with the, in my day, we didn't have any of this business, you know. And I said to my husband, you know, I am absolutely not going to go there and I'm not getting the chocolate fountains when my time comes for the first communion. And of course, he turned around and he went, well, you say that now. But he knows as well as I do that, you know, there's so much pressure on parents. This is an evergreen gripe.
I don't mean to cut across you, Tanya. Did you say chocolate fountain?
Listen, chocolate fountains are the absolute least of it. They really are. I mean, I've read of, you know, service providers providing mobile recording studios, mobile beauty salons,
for communion,
puppy machines. This is for the communion. This is not even a wedding. This is not. This is incredibly basic. Well, not basic stuff, but this is apparently completely in demand at the moment for communion days. Basically.
And presumably as well, even if you don't go all the way to the chocolate fountain, the bouncy castle, the recording studio and the beauty salon, you're still looking at chunky bills when it comes to the outfits and the hair and all that crack.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, and, you know, the dress is one thing and then all the little accoutrements, you know, around that are something else entirely. I mean, we're talking the little prayer book, the parasol, the spray tan, all of this stuff, you know, and that's before you deck out the rest of the family, of course.
Spray tan for 8-year-olds.
This is for 8 or 9-year-olds. Yes, absolutely. And look, I can understand in a way why some people go there because, you know, they want to celebrate this thing. You know, life is very, very bleak the best of times. Why not throw everything you've got at a huge celebration for your entire family? And I think a lot of families will go, this isn't just about one child. This is the entire family getting to celebrate. And why wouldn't we take that opportunity with both hands? I'll tell you why. Because not very many of us have $5,000 or thereabouts just lying about to celebrate
spending
the placing
a chocolate
of a wafer on a child's mouth. You know, I mean, it's a form of absolute madness, you know. And the problem is, you know, and that's fine. I'm usually a live and let live. If you want to take a helicopter down to your child's communion, go on ahead and knock yourself out. But the problem is that, and it's like with weddings, what soon is excessive starts to very insidiously become the norm. And everyone then starts with the one-upmanship and the competitiveness and the keeping up with the Joneses. And very often it is the people that can least afford it are the ones who are keeping up with the Joneses the most. And it just sort of becomes then, you know, I've seen this with children's birthday parties. You know, you're spending several hundred euros renting out soft play centres or bowling alleys or whatever, you know. And right. I think it takes a very strong parent to turn around and go, we're not doing that. Sorry, this is not happening. Child, okay. We cannot afford that.
This is one where we should put it out to see what the general consensus is. 53106, if you have a view, that'll cost you 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Tanya, thank you. That's Tanya Sweeney, columnist, The Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.